Siman Nun Gimel. Sif Yutes. It's a long sif. It's also long Mishaburas. We're holding in Sif Katan Nun Gimel. Okay, so the point which the Shulchan Aruch said was that if the time of appointment, we're appointing somebody to some type of the person to be a chazan, members of the keila, even though they're a minority, have a right to say, I don't want this person representing me. Shabur points out, if they've already agreed they can't pull back, the Shulchan Aruch says, if they've already agreed they can't change their mind, right of the tzibur could, but as long as they pay the person the severance that they're supposed to pay him. But if they've given over their authority to the elected people to represent them, then they can't. By that act of creating individuals who are in charge, they've given it away. But if it's done by consensus, even one person say, you know, he's representing me, he can protest as long as there's another option available. He can't, you know, leave the tzibur with no option. So that was what we said until now. So Mishabur Nun Gimel Shaplani Yechazen. It's not only by chazan; it's other positions also. For example, if b'chacham amar b'tzara yeshiva, they're pointing somebody to be the person who's the one who is the type of yeshiva, but he has the position of teaching Torah in the community. I say that I prefer somebody else, but dafka b'shura to the kabbalacher. He has another option, which is a valid option, obviously. I don't like the idea. You know what? We shouldn't spend our money on having a rabbi here to teach us. I'd rather spend the money on having better other types of usages. So then, that's not a valid taina. Having a marbet tzara b'kohol is proper. And that's, therefore, for that, even the miyot can force the roiv to accept the idea of appointing somebody to be the have the yeshiva in the town and teach Torah. Now, even in a case where he's saying, I want somebody, I just want somebody else, if the person presented by the majority is a better candidate, because then he can't be meicher, because it's not equivalent. He's only allowed to be meicher if there's equivalence between the two options. Furthermore, maybe even the minority has the right to push for the better candidate, which the majority, whatever reason, doesn't want. That's good old in their time. People just are argumentative, the contrary, no good reason. That's the way it is. If we'd have to get everybody's agreement for any position that we have in the city, we'd never be able to point anybody to the position, because there's always going to be somebody who says, I don't like it. You know, let's go back and try again. So in this situation, we say, whoever the people which are paying the taxes in the city, so if the majority agrees to that, that's it. The Philip Sule Kurva Ben Aim, even if those roiv are maybe connected to the fellow, but otherwise, if they're paying a mass, they have a right to make a decision. That's what the Magen Ram says. Zok the Prima Godim. So some places they actually vote and they elect people who represent them. That's called nivrorim, that they're chosen out to do that purpose. Shiva stubayir, where is that? Wasn't that the people would choose them, but based on their stature in the community based on, you know, financial ability, etc., these people would take, there's expectation they would take responsibility for the community. That's called Sheba's Tuba here. And there were seven of them. That's why it's called Sheba. Okay. Well, call, the reason why we do this, this would allow us to therefore create a system which everybody knows is the way it is, and we ignore the complaint of the Yachid. Okay, now, furthermore, the Shteich Tzibur issue, which is our, we're dealing with over here, the Yachid does not have a complaint. Why? And then, which Mamers their Yerts is davening with him, he would daven aloud, and they would listen and be Yerzit with him. So they say, you know, I don't want that person. They nasa shulchav al karchos. You're my shliach. You can't be my shliach against my will. Mashengan atu shakulam bakim. Nowadays, everybody's davening in their own. You're not Yerzit with the chador sashatz. Raka shliach tibur hu lepiyutim. So he says piyutim, and he says kaddish baruch, but that's not significant enough that we say that I have a right to say I don't want him to be the person to say baruch for me. Like, you know, okay, so it becomes much less of an issue nowadays. Now, however, even the Yachid, who it's only if he has not agreed originally to this, he has to up front at the time of the decision to hire the person, appoint the person. He protests then. Now, let's say that the person was given a contract which is now over. So that's not called I agreed for the original that contract. Now there's a new contract which has to be negotiated, and now I'm saying I'm protesting. You agreed to before. So the case of the Shulchan Aruch is once you agree, you can't change. It's talking about because the contract was in effect. The contract has ended. The time is up. It's no longer in effect. So you have a right to say the Aksham Habi Kabbalah Mechadasha Kilo Hayadayin Shamadayin. It's like you're starting over again. Then nowadays it's not relevant. Fine. Ruben Shaya Shliach Tzibur Schir Shana. He was hired for the year to be the Shliach Tzibur. The year is up. Nobody else is appointed, and he continued being the one who's leading the tefillas. Now they came and said, "You know what? We don't. The year's up. Stop. We want to get somebody else." Reuben, who's the Shliach Tzibur of Toan, Shemarcha Shakar Hiskol Dispala Biyamim Neroyim Shem Meyashana Chadasha Uloi Meyin Loboi Shel Yosai Skirshana Miksasa Kekuloi Shivrulai Moshlam. He claims, listen, he started the new year. Nobody stopped him. Nobody made any complaint. So it means they're agreeable that he's appointed for the year. So even if they want to take him out now, he has to be paid for the year. So Pasuk Beshuvas. I'm not sure who the Memsari is. Miltstaka, okay. The Miltstaka says that Didi Mashliach Tzibur Bain Leka Kamach Yudal Manav. So he passes that
the Mishpat Tzedek.
The Mishpat Tzedek? Okay.
That's what it says here, anyway. I don't know if it's right, but
okay.
That's what it says.
Fine. There is a Sefer called Miltstaka. It's probably a Sefer called Mishpat Tzedek also. I'm not familiar with it. Okay. So he paskins that once he started the new year and they had not complained, that's indicative of the fact that they're basically accepting him for the new year, and he started the year, so he basically has, they're committed to another year. If they want to pull him out, they'd have to pay him for the year. Okay.
Is that for every tzibur thing or just the shliach tzibur? Like, for example, if it's a rav and he has a 2-year contract and no one says anything and he's going around his merry way, does that...
If somebody would make a machal at the time of the tzibur, you know, we don't have somebody else in place right now, but you know, we're not committing.
Mm-hmm.
So they made the machal. But there's no machal. It means that basically the agreement is still in effect. So now he says that this which he can protest, he has to present to the elders of the city, and they hear that he has a reason. It's just, just being contrary is not a good reason. Tevi Yair, Ritzalomer Shehitziel Ifteim Eze Inyan, he presented to the Tevi Yair whatever reason should be shilz that Enel Misratzah, but why he doesn't want this person. He feels he doesn't act properly. The chaz is not acting properly. So I don't want him as a chaz, and I don't want him representing me if this person has an anger problem. You know, so that's an argument. Well, he can't argue that the person has a lachik status of being pasul. We can't accept that every time a person comes, I heard that he's a mamzer. Okay, what do you mean heard he's a mamzer? Like, until we can prove that he's a mamzer, if we're going to take anybody who has right to come and say, I heard that he's, has this psul in him, you're being pegim in the person's stature improperly, so that the halacha is we ignore that complaint until we're able to prove it. We're able to prove it. So the yachid would not be able to be meicha based on that. But if he says he has issue of midas rose, or he doesn't pay his workers, something of that sort. He's not person not acting properly. That's a known fact in the city, And if he claims that, the tuba ear will say, you know what, that's a good point. So he has a right to stave off the appointment. Then he said, then the more continued and said, if he is his sone, so Yachalim Chazalboy Karim Shiskimalov. Sone, Rosalem Shiduo Be'emeshek Mikvar Shehem Sonim Zelazad. It's known that they there's an enmity between the two of them. That's a known fact. The Kach Yachalim Chazalboy. So he has right to say, you know what, it's not right that you should be pointing to the position of Zeitzibur, a person who, that there is this enmity between the two of us, we hate each other, and you can't make him my shliach, which I need, I'm part of the Zeitzibur, I need a shliach, you can't make the shliach, against my will, him to be my shliach. Then in Asher Shechub, the Tefillah Balkarcha, Im Armishu Sanar Lav Kol Kimine. It's not known that there's this issue, but he claims, by the way, I don't like the guy. There's hatred between the two of us. Like, okay, mechatesi. So this is a valid complaint only before he is appointed. He already regrets him, and later on they got into a fight. And now there's this bad will between the two of them. So in Yachalim Chus, he can't stop him. But what is true, we mentioned yesterday, the Shliach Tzibur Mukhiv Lomer Befer Shiyosar Kinim Aliba Yetzirah Betilasa. The Shliach Tzibur has no right to say, I don't like the guy, and I refuse to be Mitzi him. That's not an option. Your job is to be Mitzi the Tzibur. You were hired for that. You have to be Mitzi everybody. Well, I hate this guy, I hate him tremendously. So I don't want to be Mitzi him. Well, then don't be the Shliach Tzibur. You have no option of saying that you're not being Mitzi somebody. And furthermore, if he does do that, so he's not the sheikh of the tzibur anymore, because he's picking and choosing who he wants. So he's not the sheikh of the tzibur anymore. He loses his whole status of being a shatz. So he's not might see anybody, even his good friends. His appointment was contingent upon being might see everybody in the tzibur. Whoever needs a yodzei, so alchem chicham lechazanim lizorb said that the chazanim have to be careful with this, that they have an issue. They can't, get them. They can't allow their politics, whatever it is, to get involved in their davening for the tzibur. Chazanim darkei marsha b'shem arzuru, and she has tzibur tzarach lahakli for tzibur b'mili d'shmaya b'tzarach lechichon. So he should be a person who reacts with the mida of being mevater to the tzibur. The tzibur should like him, and he should, feel that, and he shouldn't be walking around with hakpadas and kapadas and expecting people to commit, always give in to him, etc. But when it comes to mila d'shmaya, he doesn't have to do that. He can say, by the way, Rabbi say, this is not acceptable. They don't like him for it. That's tough luck. He's a chiyat v'machiyach them. Okay, now if there's somebody who's a son to the Shliach Tzibur, They shouldn't go the one who's the they shouldn't get an aliyah together with the one who's reading the Sefer Torah shouldn't have this fellow getting aliyah by the Teichucha. If he doesn't like the shots, in all probability, the shots doesn't like him too much either. The way water reflects back a face to a face, that's how hearts reflect each other. So if he doesn't like me, probably I don't like him either. Therefore, we're afraid. So, if he gets aliyah of the teichacha with the shatz who doesn't like him laning, so the shatz is thinking, "Yakucha Hashem." You know, he's not thinking about the general. He's thinking about him. You know, so we can't give him that aliyah. But chashas sakana he loy. It's such a klala in a certain sense. Okay, and pause with me. Feel a crow lo yala. So the halacha is even if he gets called up, you know, the shatz is also the person who calls out the aliyah. He says, "Yamar." He says, "I'm not going. You can find somebody else. I'm not going. I'm not going up to stand up there next year that you should be saying clothes to me." Kesagala says, "No, the mice, what's the other option? Leaving the Sefer Torah empty right now when he's called up is a bizarre into the Sefer Torah. So that's a worse Ornish. The person who's the Baal Kare should be beloved by the Tzibur. The Tzibur should, and he should love them. If there is this issue he has with somebody in the community, so the person who's apportioning the aliyah is the skan, should make sure that he's not called up. If the person who's the object of this hatred is afraid that he's going to get called up, so the eitz is he should walk out before they have a chance to call him up, and after somebody else walks up already, he'll come back in. He didn't go out, and they called him up. So Yali has to go up. Why is he going up? He's not uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable for him. He's going up because it's bizarre to the Sefer Torah to be called up and that comes. He's going because of the purpose of Kavanah Torah. So that will act as the shield to protect him. The Baal Kari can't have in mind any individual in the Tzibur. Ayn Shom, because of Pesach Shorim, the Afam Magen Rumi, Yalav, the Yavid Imkru. The Pesach Shorim, which is also written by the Shari Ephraim, that's his footnotes, he says that the Yavid, even the Magen Rumi agrees that he should go up. Fine. Chaf. Im Echad Roi Tzalor Metfila Bishvil Aviv, Vechad Roi Tzalor Metfila Acher, Mishir Tzakol Shir Metfila, Hu Yarmer. So this person is he has a chiyuv for his father. His father was nifter, and he wants to daven as a schus for his father. Okay, and somebody else wants to daven who has some other type of chiyuv. So the tzibur can make their own set of rules. So the mishabru bishul aviv nun tes was pirush meis aviv. He wants to daven like a velim daven for the yom, and it's a schus for the person who's nefter. He yars a mitzvah miyamiris kaddish, because obviously, if the concept of saying kaddish, leading the tefillah is even more powerful. So the tzibur has the right to choose. Somebody else has another chiyuv for something else. So the law is the tzibur can sue whoever they want. Shir tzakol batam. So what's takar pshat? Why do they do that? The daf kaddish yechol armer bishvil aviv. He has a right to say kaddish. That's the primary schus for the nifter is saying kaddish. That the tzibur cannot take away from him. Now, the reason why the Mishnah Berurah is discussing being doichet, when you learn the halachas of saying of the apportioning kaddishim. We'll get to it when we get to it's a beer halacha later on. a little while to come. It's in Kuflam and Beis. So a little while till we get there. But it's clear when you learn Yaradeya, it talks about this idea of who has precedence for saying Kaddish. Only one person said Kaddish at a time. So now, and that was because of the concept of the trait called Lemishtumoy. You can't hear two voices saying simultaneously. The Mor said you can't have two people laning from the same Torah at the same time. It's not like a beautiful choir, etc. No, it takes away from your focus. So the law is trick all the Mishnah. You can't do that. That's, by the way, it's an interesting point. Somebody pointed out to me one time, and a person gets an aliyah, he's supposed to read along with the Balkare. So some people like read along. So someone read along loudly because it's difficult for them to lower their voice. Some people read along loud because they want everybody to know that they're reading along. I know the law is supposed to read along. Either way, but the problem is that Tzibur is hearing two voices. The person should be reading along as gently as possible, that he has to be able to hear himself, but he really shouldn't be projecting his voice to the Tzibur. The Tzibur is forced to hear, because Lach is by Kriyas HaTorah, if two people laying together, you're not Yotze. So it wasn't really a big chesed to do that. So Kaddish, we have the same issue. So there's a Ramah in Yeridea which talks about who gets precedence for saying Kaddish, and there's a Shach and there's a Taz. From all of them, it's obvious that they assumed only one person said Kaddish at a time. This, the idea of saying multiple Kaddish, I think I mentioned to you one time, is a Chumash Kveger. And Kveger had an epidemic of cholera, and multiple people, many people were saying Kaddishim, and the people were getting a Kaddish once a week. So the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about a case where there was, each person was saying one Kaddish individually, saying a Kaddish individually. So the Tzibur said, we like the other guy better, we'll give him more Kaddishim. That they don't have an option to do. He has the right to say Kaddishim, that's the primary schus which we have for a Nifter, and therefore you can't take that away from him. However, Abul Yachal Yishtich HaKahal Yispalo Al Karcha. But if the Tzibur really prefers somebody else, you can't say, listen, I have a chiyuv for my father. Therefore, you must let me daven for the Omid and be moitzi you. I don't want you to be moitzi me. I don't like the way you daven. And we'd rather have somebody else. He's a chiyuv for the father. Tough luck on him. Kaddish is Kaddish. But the tefillah where he's being moitzi the Tzibur, and the Tzibur really is more merutzah than the other person, so they were right to stop.
I wish they'd institute that again.
But yin zeh, hu gam kein kemoi v'sheikh Tzibur, shen yochen moichem. But we said before, if we're going to allow each individual person to make an issue out of it, we're not going to get anywhere. So we said that Shani Yochid Yop Moicha, Kadeshal Yabba Machlaikis, Alokanach Roiv, or Nivroim Lizet. If the majority is accepting the person, so that's he's accepted. The majority doesn't want him, he's not accepted. Or if they have Nivroim, which means they have appointees which are elected or chosen to address, to decide these issues. So they've abdicated their rights to protest to the elected officials. Or the chosen officials, and that's it. That they get to choose yes or no. They were shechtzibur kavua. He davens to the yamid, and oval can't be doichem. That's their minig. So only because of the tekana, you cannot override that tekana and give the rights to the oval. So the reason why it was made, because the Sheikh Tzibur was appointed obviously as somebody who was familiar with leading the tefillahs properly, whereas the different Avelim was not necessarily so. So they made a general rule that they have no right to be doich of the shots. Because you lose it when it comes to be bizoyin for the tefillah. So you don't want, well, Ploini gets a daven for the yomim, he doesn't have a daven. I also have a daven. Well, really you don't, but you think you do. So that's very dangerous. So we made the across the board rule. However, if there's no established minig to give the precedence to the shots over the oval, then it would be proper to let the oval daven because it is something beneficial for the person as nifter, and we can do a chesed for the nifter. Why should we should do that? If the person who's daven for the oval does not pronounce things properly, the spell of the oval, he should not daven for the oval. So nitcha ha'ovel mina tefila machus ha'moel. There's a minig that the moel would daven the day of the mila, and so that minig would overwrite. V'yam shemeis ba'ovel v'imoy shekaron yartzei. Doichel ha'moel v'ula ovel. But the yartzei overrides both of them. Again, it's all talking about that the tzibur has no hakpada one way or the other, but if they have hakpada, they have a right to choose, again, the majority or the nivrorim have a right to choose whoever they want to choose. So the tzibur has a right to choose whoever they choose, and he'll lead the tefillahs. So the Mishnah Berurah, so the argument is what we said at the beginning of this whole thought, that the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan, Nun Aleph, said, that, why is this so? Because since the Tfilas correspond to the Korban Tomid, and every member of Klai Yisrael had a portion of the Korban Tomid, so every member of Klai Yisrael, even though right now the Shat's not really Mitzvah, he has a portion in this process of Tfilah, and he's right to say, that if so, you're taking care of my portion, I have a right to choose who gets my portion, who takes care of my portion. So now, what about my Marav? That's my Shachas and my Mincha. Samachalav, Batilas Marav, Shu Enoi Kenegat Tamidim, Ra Kenegat Evorim Pedorim, which is, that's after the Korban, everybody has a chalik on the Korban, the Korban is Yotze with the Korban, etc. Now there's a mitzvah to put the different portions of the animal on the Mizbeach to burn it. So it burns on the Mizbeach. So that's called the worm and the pedorim. The worm are the different limbs that they cut off. The pedorim are the different fats. So, but that's not being much to anybody at that point in time, because the korban is kosher. If you don't put the worm and pedorim, it's still kosher. So that which the tzibur all at a chelik, the doing is done with. So after the ein tarach das b'alim v'enakol b'chol ma'akel v'lovel l'ispalim marav, the mitzvah l'ispalim misha meislam avivim. So for davening marav, could be we can't stop him. He has a schus to daven, he has a mitzvah to daven, you can't stop him and say, well, because he's been mitzvah to me, he's not really been mitzvah to you. He's not going to get any korban, you don't have any schus over here. And you can't argue that it's my schus, it's my portion over here which he's using against my will, because there's no portion over here. K'mokam v'ari ein l'iskatit b'shol z'meis, shum mitzvah im atzibur, k'kamei b'siv katan samachal. It's not worth fighting. The skus of the nifter that he doesn't fight is probably a bigger skus than fighting for the Amid. There's some server like that. Some server actually has a tshuva where he says, in the case where we have, you know, two different people who have yartzeit, and you know, really one really has the right to daven for the Amid, and the second person is a very pushy person and he pushes himself in. So some server says that the skus of the tefillah goes to the person who's supposed to get it. So if Reuben, there's Reuben and Shimon vying for the Amid, and Reuben really has the Loch Kadima over Shimon, and Shimon forces himself to the Amid, the schus of Shimon's tefillah goes to the nifter that Reuben was an oval for, not for Shimon. So you gain, if Reuben's mavatar, I'm not going to fight, you know, because it's not worth a machloikus, so he gains, he gets the tefillah anyway, plus he gets the schus of not making a fight. And the other guy ends up without the schus of the tefillah, plus the nevair of the fight, so, you know, you can only win. I want to tell you an interesting maysa. There was the in Ponovich, when Reb Chatzal Levenstein was alive, Reb Chatzal used to daven Mondays and Thursdays, used to daven for the Amid. Somebody one time came in, you know, says, he's an Ovi, he wants to daven for the Amid. So Reb Chatzal said, I'm sorry, Reb Chatzal daven for the Amid. He says, if I'm an Ovi. So Ponovich Rav says, so you want to say the Shir instead of me? He says, I'm saying shir today. So he said, I'm an Ovel, I want to say the shir. He says, Rav Chatzal davens to the Amid, it's a shir in tefillah. He's teaching the Bachram what davening is supposed to look like. It's a shir in tefillah, and he gives that shir twice a week. And so being doichim is the same way being doichim, me saying my Gemara shir. Simon gives him to have a good day, you know. So that was the Panovich Rav's response to that. Chaf Aleph. Ein lamana shich tzibra al pi sar oved gilulim al bish ha oved tzibra chafet zimboi. There's a maestro of Kreger that he came to his kahila. So there was a shaykhet who was not doing his job properly. He was not kosher. he removed him from his post. So the sheriff had connections in the government. He had all the connections in the government. So they went and complained to the government against Rav Kiviger. And there was he got a letter from the king that, you know, he has to reappoint the sheriff to his position. So Kiviger gets up in shul. The next Shabbos, he says, Rabbi, you know that I asked so-and-so to leave his post, and I said, these are the reasons, you know, the things that I saw which are improper. He says, but you should know that the king, in his great wisdom, Pascha, that that's not so. And he walked away from the Amid. So he got his position back, but obviously nobody's going to use him after that type of a conversation. So, you know, the prince, the Goyisha prince, decided, I want him to be the Shliach Tzibur, like, you know, Shkoyach, you know, he's a big Yadin, and, you know, so Mishaburh Samabes. Even the Rabbi Tibur, but it should be done up he the Tsar, you cannot allow the Tsar to become the person who is one who's going to be deciding these issues. But Tsar Bikish me amiyat Hamanim Shieski Molov, even if the Tsar would agree, was trying to get the other side to agree to it, Kikhalil the Kabbal Abidus Pareno Kakaba Mazolas. That he should be interfering and deciding is something which should be a very, very dangerous place to be. We can't allow ourselves to get involved in that. Okay, let's do Sif Chavez. I'm still have time, but at least do the Sif, and we'll have time to Mishabur also. Shliach Tzibur Beschar, other Tvei Mi Bin Adolfa. Arranging that there should be a Shliach Tzibur, that he should daven to be paid, is a better situation for the Tzibur than a person doing it just voluntarily, because once he's paid, you get all of these people who are coming to make other claims, counterclaims. I want to daven because I have a yortzit for my Alta Boba sisters. You know, well, there's a Shliach Tzibur who's paid. It's his job. Well, he's just voluntary. Okay, so I want to kick him off. So it's much better to have somebody who's the Tzibur, have somebody who's paid. You circumvent many, many, many uncomfortable situations by doing so. Any person cannot go up if the Tzibur does not want them there. If he forced himself up to the Amid and with the Tzibur did not agree to them, so what he's doing is an act of not a bracha, but an act of insult to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, there's no reason to answer Amen after his bracha. Nobody can force themselves up and, you know, try and beat him to the omit. So if he's misnatted, somebody else can try and push it in. Eventually, that's going to break down the whole system, and the people which are not proper will be davening for the Amid. If he's paid, he's going to take it more seriously. Since he's paid. Even if there's somebody available for free, we have to pay him, and therefore even the Niyam should really give a portion for that also. Lispalo Oliskarli says that a person can't be Mispalo or be the one who blows the shofar without Ratzonakal, below Ratzonakal. Vein lo adam iskatel bavur shum mitzvah. The person shouldn't fight for any of the mitzvahs. You shouldn't force yourself in. What happened was that the Kahanim, where the people where the truth slew him, would not fight for it, and the people with the Gargaronim, the people who had loud mouths and loud and big throats, would grab. So we see from that the Mishnah is telling me that the Tznuim would rather not fight. It's not worth it to fight even for the mitzvah purpose. Upashit, is that the Mishnah Berurah? But obviously, if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it, then the Tzibur doesn't want it to be done. I need to take a stand. I have to fight with people. That's what you got to do. So you need to establish a mitzvah, even though it'll end up being a fight. These things can be forced. Person who uses his power to make the bracha is insulting Hashem. So how can you answer amen to that bracha? So you don't answer amen.